Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. Easter reminds us of the inexpressibly great gift of salvation we have received through Jesus' death and resurrection. Jesus was betrayed by his friends, forsaken by God, wrongly accused and given a death sentence. He endured severe punishment and was disrespected by being mocked. Yet, Jesus took all of this on himself so that we could have life in abundance, eternal hope, and joy-filled peace. Our scripture for today is from Luke 22, verses 39 to 42.
And he came out and went, as was his habit, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. When he arrived at the place called Gethsemane, he said to them, "Pray continually that you may not fall into temptation." And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup of divine wrath from me, yet not my will, but always yours be done." Now an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him.
So let us be determined this Easter to worship Jesus like never before. We cannot but stand in awe of our Lord and Savior when we think of his sacrifice on the cross. His body was broken so that we could be healed. His blood was poured out so that we could stand clean, forgiven, and whole before our King. So let us repent of all wrongdoing and ask for God's forgiveness as part of our worship. As we receive his amazing grace and the forgiveness of our sins, let us resurrender our lives into the loving hands of our Heavenly Father and ask God to restore all the broken places in our lives and fill us afresh with his Spirit. And in doing so, let us trust in God to re-establish our faith as we build our lives upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of everything. So let's look at our four key words: repentance, resurrender, restoration, and re-establish. Repentance is the act of sincere regret or remorse. May we humble ourselves before our Lord as we praise God for his amazing grace, which saved each of us from our sins and turned our hearts towards Jesus. Let us receive God's unconditional gift of forgiveness. In 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14, God promises us, saying, "If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land." Is there something in your life that you need to ask forgiveness for? Don't wait. Lay it at the foot of the cross today. Resurrender is the act or fact of submitting our lives in totality to the Lord and choosing his will and his purpose for us. Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 16 verses 24 to 25, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." Let us choose today to surrender our struggles, hurts, losses, anxious thoughts, and challenging circumstances to God, and let him have his will and way in our lives. Restoration is the action of returning something to a former condition. Let us ask God to graciously restore any broken areas in our lives and create in us a pure heart. May we experience God's presence as we ask him to restore to us the joy of his salvation and grant us a willing spirit to sustain us and to fill us with joy, strength, peace, and hope. May we all declare today, "It's no longer I, but he who lives in me." So let us speak the name of Jesus over all areas in our lives. Re-establishing involves rebuilding something to its former state or anew. We can rejoice in knowing that God can re-establish any ruins in our lives, including our relationship with Him and others. This may include the way we approach and execute things, our thoughts, and our adoration towards Him. So why don't we take the first brick to allow God to re-establish our faith in Him and trust Him more deeply? Peter describes it so beautifully in 1 Peter 5 verse 10, "And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." Now, let us stand united as we worship and pray together. Praise and worship you. There is none like you. You are the eternal God. Jesus, thank you that we can celebrate freedom because our sins have been forgiven. We re-surrender our lives to you today. Restore and refresh our souls. God, help us to let go and trust you to rebuild our lives on you, our strong foundation. In your most precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and I wish you all a very blessed Easter.